Hello and welcome to Built Modular, a podcast brought to you by Box Modular. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today, we're talking about Built for the Community modular solutions for local government spaces. And I have a great guest to introduce you to today. Lamar Green is Battalion Chief and Department Chaplain for Daphne, Alabama Fire Department. Lamar, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Looking forward to kind of getting into the conversation here. We have a lot to talk about, some really cool things that you've been able to see from the side of modular solutions. But before we do that, can you give us a brief bio, if you wouldn't mind, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I moved to this area, South Alabama, when I was 19. Been here for a lot of years. I'll leave it at that. Got into the volunteer fire service about 99, 2000. Really fell in love with the EMS aspect of it. Went to EMT school, wound up going to paramedic school, and got offered a job at Daphne Fire Department. So I've been here for 19 years. I've been a paramedic almost that long. I've been a critical care medic. I've flew on a helicopter for about 7-8 years. I run the EMS program here at the fire department. We are an ALS department, so that means paramedics on every apparatus that we have. And it's just been one of the funnest jobs. I've had quite a few, but this is probably the best job I think I've ever had. And I've retired. I got 5 years to retire, but I don't know. I think I'll stay in it. We'll see.
And I'm sure it just does not stop for you. And very exciting. And probably all the emotions there. So let's start here. Can you give us a little more info about your fire station in particular and the community you serve before we kind of dive into the details of how modular solutions were able to help you out?
Yeah, absolutely. So Daphne is located on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay. We're known as the Jubilee City. We have an occurrence here that happens only two other places in the world. And it's where something happens with the water. There's a couple of factors. And we get a bunch of fish that just come up and you can go out and pick them up. So it's a really neat phenomenon. But we have roughly 30,000 people that live in our community. We run five fire stations. We do three shifts. We have 24 hours on, 48 hours off. Again, we are an ALS department, advanced life support, which means we have paramedics on every engine and every truck. We run the five stations, and four of those stations have engines, and one station has a ladder company. The station we're at now, and we'll be talking about with the modular, it's houses one engine company and the battalion chief, who is the shift supervisor. So that's every other one has just one out of it. But this is the largest station. This is kind of the headquarters where all the admin.
Yeah. So all the action happens, right? All those stories that you could probably share with us for a few hours. So let me ask you how it relates to what we're talking about here today. What led you to consider modular construction for your facility?
So the station that we're housed at now, we had actually gone through a remodel process, and this was probably 12, 13 years ago, and we had done it ourselves, and it was okay. We got done what we needed to get done, and then we remodeled another station, our station three. Well, that one was so large and so involved that we actually tore it down to the slab and had to rebuild it from the ground up. And it was going to take a long time. So we knew we had to house the engine three company somewhere. So we brought them over to the main station, station two. It was cool. I mean, we had three person, engine companies at the time. So that meant six individuals that were housed in a place that was designed for not quite that many. The battalion chief actually had some of them would sleep in their office to keep from having to crowd out too much. So it was just, it was a good experience as far as, you know, being able to bond and be together as a group, but it just created problems as far as spacing, as far as we're going to seat everybody, as far as where everybody's going to sleep. The biggest problem that we had with that was that our response times to that district increased. So where we had normally a 3 to 4 minute response time, we were now looking at 7 to 10. And that's not something that we want to do with the community. We want to provide as much as we can. We want to be there as quickly as we can, because when they call for an emergency, they want us there as quick as we can get there. So it came up for this station, station two, to get remodeled. And we knew this was the busiest house in the city. We knew this was somewhere that we couldn't just move this company somewhere else and have them shelter up with another station. So what we decided to do was to get a modular trailer, modular construction that comes in. and we set it in the parking lot, and that's where we housed the group of guys. And we allowed our trucks, our apparatus were still at the station. They didn't have to come out of the bay because that wasn't getting remodeled. So they were able to stay in the bay, but we were able to move our crews into some modular construction to use them there. And that's how we came about to.
So Lamar, what would you say made modular the right fit over traditional construction?
I mean, to go through the remodel process, we knew it was going to take a while, but to have to build something, to go out and, okay, we're going to go to a parking lot, we're going to build another building, it just wasn't feasible. It wasn't cost effective. It wasn't going to meet the needs what we were going to do. It was actually going to increase the time of the project exponentially. So in order for us to get done what we needed to get done in a timely manner and get everybody back into the station they needed to go, we needed to go modular. That was really the only good choice at the time. It was something that was going to allow us to complete the job. We were able to get it in here in a short amount of time. We were able to hook up all utilities, hook up everything that we needed, move everything over. And it was right here in the parking lot. Instead of having to, now we got to have to go get permits. Now we have to find out a general contractor. Now we have to figure out who's going to do this and that. It would just take a long, long time to go through that process. So modular is just what's the way to go.
And how has the new space supported your operations or improved daily routines? Because there are so many moving parts there. And any type of change I can imagine is significant.
Yeah. So the two things we say in the fire service we laugh about is firefighters hate two things, change and the way things are. So the change was something that we knew was coming. So it was just having to get in the mindset of how we're going to operate in a smaller space as opposed to a large station. Now we have some modular construction we have to be in. We were in it for several months. We have since, of course, remodeled the station. We're able to get back into the house. But it really met our needs, allowing us to stay close enough to where we could get to the things that we needed. And it's not just the EMS equipment and the fire equipment. We also have things here for repairing the engines, you know, replacing a light bulb, getting more hose on the truck if it's too dirty, replacing a nozzle, some little fixes that we do ourselves maintenance-wise that were housed in this station. So the modular helped us continue our day-to-day by not moving us out of our district, by not moving us somewhere that was completely going to be far away. And now you have to run all the way across town to get a couple of lengths of hose. Not only to mention that, you look at the fuel consumption that it's going to take from that engine moving from one spot to another. When you look at that fuel consumption, now we're increasing how much we pay for fuel and everything else. So this just, it met our needs, allowing us to do the daily routines by keeping us close, keeping us where we needed to be, and keeping us in our district so we could respond to do what we needed.
And in case we forgot at any time during this conversation, a great little reminder there with the scanner going off that this work you're doing is very important and it doesn't stop. So let me ask you this, Lamar. How did the community respond to the new building? Because a lot of planning in place and had to be a proud moment for all of you involved there.
So it was kind of funny because some people would drive by and you could see them looking, trying to figure out what the world was going on. But we did have a lot of citizens stop by and say, you know, we don't see any activity in the station itself, but you got a trailer. What in the world's going on? And we could tell them, hey, we're revamping, we're remodeling the inside. There's some things that need to be done, but this is how it's going to improve. We actually changed the inside of it so that we could actually have offices. We could have places where you train. You can give guys a little bit better place to go and rest, to go and relax. They can go, we've got a lot more computers. We can study, we can do all the things that we need to do to stay up on our job. So that allowed us the opportunity when somebody saw that modular construction to say, hey, what's going on? And it allowed us the opportunity to say, hey, we're trying to better ourselves and we're trying to better what you put your money in. This is an investment that you as the community have with your taxes. And this is an investment that we want you to be proud of, not something just to look and go, well, there's the fire station. We want you to be able to be proud of it. So this construction that's going on is going to allow that to happen. But this modular construction is still going to allow us to respond and be as close to you when you call 911 as we can be. as we were before, as we were on the station.
So seeing that success, what advice would you give to other fire departments who are maybe considering modular?
I would say, especially if you're going through a process of remodeling or reconstruction, that's definitely the way to go. It's definitely something to consider. I do know there are some stations that they have land, but they may not have the money to build a fire station because they're not cheap. I mean, anything in the fire service, especially you start talking about fire engines or equipment or anything, it's not going to be cheap. And with building construction, it's the same way. You're talking at a lot of money to build a fire station. So in order for your city to utilize their funds the best way they can, modular construction is a really good way to go because it allows you to save money. It allows you to give the people that are working there the space that they need. It allows them to accomplish what they need to accomplish. It still gives them the response time that they're going to need to their area, but it doesn't give that inflated cost of building a big fire station immediately. I think it's an awesome way to go.
So I would think that I know the answer to this next question based on the advice you just gave. If you followed your own advice, would you consider using modular again?
We would. If we have to go through this situation, or if we do have to build a new station and we don't have the funds necessarily at the time, or I'm not really sure where to put it, I think modular would, definitely be the way to go.
Any final thoughts here to share?
No, ma'am. I mean, I appreciate you letting us talk about it. It was a good time in our department. Because that construction, that modular construction, it was one of those that allowed us to grow closer as a group, believe it or not, that we were able to spend time with each other. We weren't having to be so spread out. But it also let the community know, hey, we're doing what we can to better ourselves for you, but we're still going to be here for you. And that was actually kind of, I feel like, a symbol to them that, hey, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're here to take care of you.
Yeah. And we don't want to take up any more of your time because we know you've got places to go, things to do here. We're hearing the scatter chatter here. So Lamar Green, Battalion Chief and Department Chaplain for Daphne, Alabama Fire Department. Lamar, thanks for sharing your story. Thank you for giving us this time. Want to get you back to work and helping a lot of people in your community. And congratulations on the new remodel. And glad that Modular was able to help out before that was able to come to fruition.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. Of course, it's the Built Modular podcast brought to you by Box Modular. And if you enjoyed this conversation, we would invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.